450-437-1620. Our last day of what I would say pristine weather before we get to some rain returning to the forecast. Thunderstorm chances up this week, but it was all sunshine and rainbows this weekend. Gracie, how are you today?
Very well. I had a really nice weekend.
Anything exciting go down for you?
Nothing crazy, but, you know, the weather was super nice. Went out to the beach to watch the sunset on Saturday.
Very cool.
So had a relaxing day yesterday. So I'm actually very well rested for this week. So I'm
awesome.
Excited.
I'm glad to hear that. My weekend got off to a wonderful start. Friday night, just an outstanding local high school football game between Pine Forest and West Florida. My Ohio State Buckeyes getting the job done against Jeff's Notre Dame Fighting Woo-hoo. Irish. Very good game there. Florida State also big win on Saturday. And then, of course, the weekend crescendoing yesterday with what we thought may not happen, but yes, it did happen. Taylor Swift was at Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs' dismantling of the Chicago Bears, sitting right next to Mama Kelsey. I texted you as soon as I saw it. I was
stopped in my tracks.
I think we all were. I could have sent hundreds of TikToks over the weekend of just awesome reaction videos. And I think over the weekend, we saw the creation and development of the largest force that the world has ever seen. Both the Swiftie Army and the NFL fanatic coming together as one to root on this friendship, this relationship, whatever you want to call it as, between Taylor and Travis. I will give you the floor for your reaction, the immediate reaction, and now that you've had 24 hours to digest what you saw and just what the social media looked like for you.
Well, I texted you. My response to you was my jaw's on the floor. And it's still a little bit like, I just can't believe that happened to us yesterday. What an amazing day.
I did not think it would happen that soon.
In pop culture and just a phenomenal Sunday. I'm really happy that I didn't think it was going to happen that soon. I said, like, I think maybe an award show or something. I don't think she's going to go to his game. But I thought it was awesome. I loved how, like, even the press conference questions were, like, asking, like, Patrick Mahomes and the coach, like, what did you think? And just, like, everyone's reactions. I've been loving the content on it. And I hope they do, you know, this isn't like, oh, yeah, we went out for a couple dates and it's whatever. And if it is just that, you know, we have been given more than we deserve with this coupling, but I hope it continues.
I certainly hope so as well, because and the thing. I am not incredibly well versed in the pop culture realm. I'd like to think that that's more your wheelhouse, but the guys that Taylor has dated beforehand. You know, there's been like the artists and the musicians and I just think that I really applaud her for going after not only just like an athlete, not that that has necessarily anything to do with it, but I think that she is getting in Travis a guy that has a very good upbringing, not to say that other past relationships haven't been. The structure of his family upbringing. Mm-hmm. We obviously saw Mama Kelsey in the booth with her yesterday. Anybody else, by the way, that was in the suite recognizable to you or
not to me?
Okay, so we don't. I know I saw some videos on TikTok talking that showed the sea of people that were waiting outside of the suite to catch a glimpse and the amount of security that was around there. At the time, I haven't seen any videos of her actually leaving the suite, so I don't know if they did in fact do the under the you know the covered wagon, so to speak, of maybe sneaking her in. I saw that Travis's outfit was getting a little bit of publicity. The thinking is that it was a coordinated outfit that he chose for the occasion because apparently the clothing has a direct link to 1989 style of garb, which is obviously not a coincidence. No hand holding.
No.
I wonder if the cameras, the convertible, I heard that they shut down a restaurant.
Yeah, I saw that
too. Night where Taylor Swift or Travis, one of the two, essentially paid for everybody's meal, and the restaurant staff was going around saying, "Hey, you got to get out of here because your meal's paid for. You got to leave because, you know, they're coming along with the Chiefs teammates." And so party went well into the night, though. So, yeah, the NFL Army, the Swiftie Army, now joining forces as one here, wondering and just imagining what happens here moving forward. So there is nothing that I am more excited to hear this week than the new In the Heights podcast with Jason and Travis, because that's going to be a doozy.
That's going to be awesome.
So, yeah, we'll, of course, keep you posted. I mean, that's the primary reason why we are on the air.
Yes, this is our passion.
This is what we do here for the people of Pensacola, is to keep you up to date on Travis Kelce.
Whether you like it or not.
And Taylor Swift. We, against our better judgment, we could have put in every segment, whether it's our top three stories, our local, I'm sure we could have come up with some sort of state of Florida angle to keep this in, but against our better judgment, we will not do that. But you will hear from Patrick Mahomes, of course, the Fox commentators having a lot of fun with that yesterday as well, and even Bill Belichick providing quite the soundbite here when he was asked about it. So that is all coming here later on in the show. But of course, thank you so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day. So with that in mind, we will start with our top three stories as, you know, we're closer to deadline day regarding the government shutdown. And today, hearing from Congressman Matt Gaetz around the, you know, issue that he may or may not have with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He says that McCarthy is continuing to underwrite President Biden's debt and is dismissing McCarthy's claims that conservatives are the ones standing in the way. Here was Gaetz today.
So he said, no. You don't get to move your gas stove bill and then not advance this legislation for gun owners. So Kevin McCarthy is saying that that moment is the reason why today, at the end of September, he hasn't produced the single subject spending bills and just wants to roll it up in a CR.
And Gaetz says the only way to avoid a shutdown on September 30th is passing line-by-line bills rather than the continuing resolution that McCarthy wants. Also, Americans can now order more free COVID-19 tests starting today online. The federal government is relaunching its program to provide free test kits as the number of COVID hospitalizations continues to rise nationwide. Each household can order up to 4 tests online at covidtests.gov. Also here locally at Pine Forest High School, a robocall determined as the source of a threat at Pine Forest High School today.
My son messaged me. He said that they're all in a room and nobody can talk. He said it's dead silent. He doesn't even know what's going on. They're not telling him anything.
So the sheriff's office says that at around 11:20 this morning, the 911 dispatch received that call. Escambia County deputies went to the campus, had it cleared by about noon, and then the all clear was given and things went back to order there. So it was a robocall, so the Escambia Sheriff's Office working to see if it was maybe some sort of accident or possibly a swatting call. That information is still not known at this time. 4:15, those are our top three stories. Gracie has an update on the roads and our weather.
We do have some slow moving traffic on Highway 90 throughout Pace. This is going to be in both the east and westbound direction. There is an accident. Seeing the accident looks like it's just off of Shadow Oak Drive. That's right near the Panda Express and Waffle House in Pace. So again, seeing slowdowns in both directions. A lot of the slowdowns going to be in the eastbound lane that is backing up to just about Wes Spencerfield Road. So just keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking pretty good on I-10, I-110, showing no delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, looking good. As Joe mentioned, today's kind of the last day of perfect weather before we get some rain for the rest of this week. Tonight, we have a small chance of rain, just at 20%, and a low of 72 tonight. Coming up tomorrow, 50% chance of rain throughout the day and a high of 88. And we can expect some showers throughout the rest of this week. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 88. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Torgerson Causey Insurance Benefits. If you need help with planning for your business benefits, let Torgerson and Causey help lead the way. Go to tcbenefitsgroup.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, as we continue on with our local headlines today, starting with Baptist Hospital. So, of course, last week we touched on this and previewed what would happen as Baptist Hospital closed their legacy campus on East Street, the new facility on Brenton Lane now open. And it happened about 6 hours ahead of schedule. More than a year of planning went into this. Ambulance convoys that were transporting patients wrapped up in just over 6 hours on Saturday. Here's Baptist Hospital President Brett Aldridge with Channel 3.
You know, we're just a couple miles up the road. And now when you look at the broader community, we're really a lot more accessible to the whole community, being off two main thoroughfares in Interstate 110 and Brent Lane.
And so there were 92 patients that were safely transported to the new hospital. Ambulances escorted by PPD and traffic control was handled by the Escambia Sheriff's Office. I feel like ever since Mayor D.C. Reeves took office, we had a pretty good stretch there where nothing happened on the graffiti bridge by way of vehicles smacking into it there. But we've had a couple now within the last month. Today, it was a College Hunks moving truck. The last one happened on September 7th. So I know that the city has done a few things, like they officially designated it as a no trucks corridor. They put up some additional signage and still working on plans to install warning devices there. But that truck damaged pretty bad again. That happened today. So the second one here in the month of September. Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson joining Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News today. And he talked about the latest regarding the gun situation at Avalon Middle School last week.
Pretty disturbing. So two kids ended up getting arrested and the investigation's ongoing. But, crazy. 22 revolver. One kid brought it to school, put it in another kid's backpack. And, there was no info that they were going to shoot anybody, but I think it was more of a showing off kind of thing.
And now both teams facing felony charges for bringing a gun to school. And also Sheriff Johnson says they now have to find a new school to attend. Officials at the Escambia Development Review Committee are looking into a proposed 134-lot subdivision on Pin Oak Lane. That's northeast of Highway 29. The Turtle Creek subdivision would be located on 31.4 acres of land. So far, the plan is in the initial review phase. And UWF State of the University address happens this week. President Martha Saunders will detail the university's accomplishments over the last year and its goals for the upcoming year. That address happens 10:30 Thursday morning at Building 82 on UWF's campus. 4:20 right now, we'll take a break. We've got our state and national headlines when we return. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
This is the time of year when team spirit takes center stage. Hello everyone, Travis Thompson here from Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. This time of year, folks living in the South naturally turn their interest towards supporting their favorite football team. Everyone loves a championship team, and in recent years, we've had our share of those. We like to think we've built a championship team when it comes to serving your heating and air conditioning needs. We go the extra mile to deliver honest, courteous service and top-of-the-line products at a fair price. So no matter whose team you're pulling for, choose the championship team of Climatech of Professional Air for your home's heating and cooling needs. Climatech of Professional Air.
Climatech, Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM radio for every vehicle act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you, honey.
Happy Monday. It is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week. We're going to get a real quick look at the roads, and then we are going to get an update for what's going on this week for weather from WEAR. Right now, the only patch of major traffic we're seeing throughout our area is going to be on Highway 90. That's going to be throughout Pace due to an accident. Small accident right in front of the Home Depot in Pace. That's off of Shadow Oak Drive. So just keep that in mind that you'll see slow-moving traffic in the eastbound direction backing up to about West Spencer Field Road. It looks like it is getting cleared up and getting a little bit better than it was even just by the last traffic update. But do just keep that in mind that there is still traffic there. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. 3 Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge running smoothly, and Highway 98 looking good throughout West Pensacola and throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. See anything else, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. And now we'll get an update from weather for WEAR.
After fairly quiet weather, we're bringing back a better rain chance over the next couple of days. We're at about 50% on Tuesday and a high rain chance on Wednesday at about 80%. with more cloud cover and rain. That could keep our temperatures a little cooler, maybe in the mid-80s. Of course, if we end up with more sunshine, we'll be more like upper 80s for the area. Lows will be in the low 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. Taking a look at our state headlines. So apparently the rumored debate between Governor Ron DeSantis and California Governor Gavin Newsom will actually be taking place. So Fox News host Sean Hannity will moderate the red state versus blue state debate on November 30th in Georgia. Of course, the two governors have publicly feuded and criticized each other's policies over the past few years. If you have an opinion, you can weigh in on this. 850-437-1620 is the text line. What do you think about the governor of Florida debating Governor Gavin Newsom? On the one hand, I mean, I applaud the fact that Governor DeSantis isn't backing away because, you know, Governor Newsom has been outspoken, and, you know, so has Governor DeSantis for that matter. So these two have been jabbing for some time. On the other hand, it's like, Governor Newsom, I mean, he's not a presidential candidate, and it's almost like, is it, I don't know if beneath Governor DeSantis is the word, but it's like, I mean, he's got other things to focus on. I mean, I that's kind of my initial response is that, yeah, I mean, it's cool that he's doing it, but on the other hand, it's like, I mean, he's got a presidential debate in a week, or it may be this week, I think Wednesday, in California, for that matter. But you can let me know what you think. 850-437-1620. The governor debating Governor Newsom, is there any win on this situation, or is it only a losing scenario for DeSantis to do this because Newsom isn't in the presidential race? Or maybe it's his, hey, I think he should. You can let us know what you think on that.
Also in state headlines, 8 people are recovering after they were hurt on a flight headed to Fort Lauderdale. The JetBlue flight experienced sudden severe turbulence as it was approaching the airport today. 7 passengers and a crew member were hospitalized.
Yeah, also a Tallahassee police officer in stable condition now, and a manhunt is continuing after he was reportedly ambushed by a few suspects. It happened early this morning. Cops were responding to a drug-related home invasion. While an officer was chasing one of the suspects, another person started firing. The officer was taken to a hospital and rushed into surgery.
Also, Florida gaming regulators are trying to shut down 3 fantasy football operators, or fantasy sports operators, I should say. The state's Gaming Control Commission sent a cease and desist letters this week to Underdog Sports, Prize Pick Sports, and Better for reportedly taking part in illegal mobile sports wandering. They reportedly did not send notifications during fantasy sports games like DraftKings or FanDuel.
Did you do the hurricane one? Sorry.
No, not yet.
Okay, so the National Hurricane Center says there is a disturbance in the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, but it's not expected to have much of an impact. It's being given a 10% chance of developing over the next couple of days as it moves west. Forecasters say it should move into unfavorable conditions by midweek.
And just a real quick rundown of our top 3 stories. Again, Americans can now order more COVID-19 tests online today. That's starting today. The federal government is relaunching its program to provide free test kits as a number of COVID hospitalizations are continuing to rise. Also, Congressman Matt Gaetz and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy are continuing to underwrite President Biden's debt and dismisses McCarthy's claims. And then Pine Forest did have a gun threat this morning and got the all clear earlier today. It is Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll get a Fox News update and be right back.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Biden will be in Detroit tomorrow to meet with striking UAW members. White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says this is the expected act of a pro-union president.
He believes that corporate profits should lead to a record UAW contract.
Former President Donald Trump says he also wants to meet with union members. He'll be in Detroit Wednesday. Today, Trump is in the early voting state of South Carolina talking about the economy.
Under my leadership, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. In fact, we did it twice, if you remember. We had to do it twice, and now we're going to do it a third time, but it's going to be bigger, better, stronger, than ever before.
The former president is skipping Wednesday's GOP presidential debate. The union representing screenwriters has reached a tentative agreement with Hollywood studios to end a historic strike after nearly 5 months. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Narrow gains to open the new week on Wall Street. The S&P 500 recouped 17 points. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 43, and the NASDAQ Composite added 59. Shares of CarMax motored higher today, a gain of 1.5%. Analysts at Wedbush upgraded stock of the used car seller to outperform, and they raised their target price slightly. Global shipments of PC monitors tumbled 17% year over year during the second quarter. That's according to IDC, which expects shipments over the second half of the year to be down at least 10% amid a shaky economic backdrop. The research firm adds that some recovery is expected in 2024 as consumer demand improves and businesses migrate towards Windows 11 PCs. U.S. oil futures fell slightly today, dropping back below the $90 a barrel level. November crude slipped 35 cents to $89.68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SOUL at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SOUL. Enjoy.
I'm Amy Lawrence with this CBS Sports Minute. The roars at Lambeau Field are now for Jordan Love's offense in a new era in Packers football. Of course, the fans will never forget Aaron Rodgers, but the fourth quarter rally against the Saints from 17 points down that was engineered by Jordan, it featured his first two touchdowns on the home turf. And as the Saints' last field goal attempt went wide right, I'm pretty sure the roars could be heard in Milwaukee. Aaron would be proud. I'm Amy Lawrence.
Hey, sports fans, this is Ultimate Vegas Insider John Anthony, and I'm on fire. Prove it. I'm releasing your Monday Night Report absolutely free on recorded message line. Call 1-800-244-5506. I love tonight's matchup. Los Angeles-Cincinnati is a monster. Side and total, Los Angeles-Cincinnati. Critical information confirmed, plus Thursday's early release. That's five big plays John Anthony has you covered. I love to go 5-0 free on recorded message. 1-800-244-5506. Information wins. John Anthony Sports, number one against the spread. Los Angeles, Cincinnati is huge. Call 1-800-244-5506. You want the information? I've got it. I love to go 5-0 over the season free. Call the recorded message line, 1-800-244-5506. Critical information confirmed. I've got it. I love to go 5-0 over the season free. 1-800-244-5506 or go to johnanthonysports.com.
Sponsored by JFSR Group.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, it is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola Right Now. We're going to get our national headlines in just a bit here, but first, of course, we got to start off with the roads. We still have some slowdowns throughout Pace on Highway 90. That's going to be mostly in the eastbound direction due to an accident that happened right in front of the Home Depot in Pace. A lot of the slowdowns have already gotten cleared up and are improving, but still have some delays right at the scene of the accident off of Shadow Oak Drive. If you see anything else, make sure to give a call to the traffic line at 850-2626-111. For weather, today's kind of the last perfect day until we get some rain throughout the rest of this week. And we do have some chances of rain coming later tonight. That's going to be 20% with a low of 72 for this evening. Coming up tomorrow, 50% chance of storms with a high of 88. And we'll see more rain continuing throughout the rest of the week. It's 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. Also, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our national headlines, we start with Louisiana, New Orleans specifically, where drought-like conditions in the Midwest have slowed the flow of the Mississippi River, and that's allowing salt water from the Gulf to creep closer upstream to New Orleans. The Army Corps of Engineers is starting work on a project that they say will help with saltwater intrusion, but they'll need to work quickly as the city's water treatment plants can't handle water with high salt levels.
Also, the House Oversight Committee will hold its first hearing on the impeachment into President Biden on Thursday. So the hearing will focus on the constitutional and legal questions around the president's alleged involvement in his son Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings during his time as vice president.
Also, President Biden meeting with president's board of advisors on HBCUs, and after that meeting, calling on Congress to pass a spending bill.
A small group of extreme House Republicans, they don't want to live up to that deal, and everyone in America could be faced with paying the price for that.
And Biden called on House Republicans to abide by the bipartisan funding agreement he negotiated with Speaker McCarthy back in May. And at the top of the show, we played audio from Matt Gaetz, our congressman, of course. We're talking about that agreement back in May as well.
Also, British government is asking the military to be on standby after more than 100 of London's armed police officers handed in their weapons permits. So media outlets in the UK say that the officers are protesting as a police officer is being charged with murder for shooting an unarmed man.
Also, GOP lawmakers are in Eagle Pass, Texas to witness the epicenter of the immigration surge.
This will turn every community where I live in central New York and across America into border cities, much like I've seen here in the last 24 hours.
And the city's mayor says last week about 9,000 people were crossing from Mexico per day. He will ask the city council for an emergency disaster declaration tomorrow.
Also, a new poll shows that many Americans aren't looking forward to a potential Biden-Trump rematch for next year. More than 40% of those surveyed in an NBC News poll say that they have very negative feeling towards both candidates. Pollsters say that 74% express concerns about President Biden's age, while 62% have concerns over Trump's four upcoming criminal charges. Trials, excuse me.
Yeah, also, New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is speaking publicly for the first time since his indictment today, saying he's confident he'll not only be exonerated, but will remain New Jersey's senior senator. He's accused of accepting cash, gold bars, and gifts in exchange for using his influence to help businessmen and the government of Egypt. Those are a look at our national headlines. Quick rundown of what's happening in the sports world today. Major League Baseball, just four games on the schedule. The Braves, Rays, and Marlins are all off today. Earlier, the Yankees beat the Diamondbacks 6-4, and at 8:45 on FS1, the Giants take on the Padres. Of course, Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight, the Bucks hosting the Eagles. That one's on ABC at 6:15. Later on, the Bengals and Rams starting at 7:15 on ESPN. And word on the street in Cincinnati is that quarterback Joe Burrow will play despite re-injuring his calf a week ago. And in golf news, Tiger Woods' son taking after his dad, Charlie Woods, winning the boys' 14- and 15-year-old division of the first-ever televised Junior Golf National Championship.
I'll talk about the next tee shot. He's like, no, this is the shot we're going to focus on. Focus up. This is what we're going to do.
And Charlie shot a 6-under 66 yesterday with his dad caddying for him as well. And college football polls, a little bit of a shakeup at the top. Florida State dropping a spot in the coaches' poll despite winning on the road against Clemson. Ohio State leapfrogging them after the win over Notre Dame on Saturday night. 442 now at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. Nissan says it's going fully electric in Europe. The Japanese automaker says its goal is to sell only electric vehicles on the continent by 2030. They call the decision the right thing to do for its business, customers, and the planet.
Also, as the UAW strikes continue, President Biden is going to be joining the picket lines. The White House says that he will visit workers and stand with them on Tuesday in Detroit. Union members are continuing to strike against the big three automakers.
343 members of the New York Fire Department died on 9/11, and now the same number of FDNY members have died from 9/11-related illnesses. Last Wednesday, an EMT died of cancer, and over the weekend, a retired firefighter died of pulmonary fibrosis.
Also, researchers at Texas A&M are linking e-cigarettes and asthma. Nearly two in three American teenagers admit to experimenting with vaping. And just like secondhand cigarette smoke causes health problems, he says that the same is true for e-cigarettes.
Also, doctors transplanting a pig heart into a living human recipient. The University of Maryland Medical Center says 58-year-old Lawrence Fawcett is now breathing on his own and his heart is functioning well. He had end-stage heart disease and told the hospital that his only real hope left was to go forward with the pig heart.
Also, Kraft Heinz is selling candy versions of their three most popular products for Halloween: Kraft macaroni and cheese, Oscar Mayer hot dogs, and Claussen pickles. And before you start freaking out, don't worry. They don't taste like the real products. They're just gummy-shaped candy versions of them. So some good news there.
Yeah. 4:45, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather, and then we'll move on to pop culture notes.
Well, our roads are looking good with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays. Our slowdowns on Highway 90 throughout Pace have cleared up, so we're looking good in both Milton and Pace on Highway 90, and also Highway 90 throughout Pensacola moving nicely. Really nothing to slow you down besides typical afternoon traffic on 98. You'll see a small patch of traffic if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, but nothing too crazy. But if you do see something on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. And for weather, we'll get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
The weather over the next couple of days is looking a little wetter. We've got a chance for rain moving back into the area. We're at about 50% on our chance for showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday. Bump that up to about 80% on Wednesday. Temperatures will be in the mid to upper 80s for highs, and overnight lows will be down in the 70s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. 87 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, pop culture notes today. So, of course, we talked about it at the top of the hour, but Taylor Swift's appearance at the Kansas City Chiefs game definitely causing a stir among not only the Swiftie army, but the NFL fans as well. And Swift was seen cheering and smiling in a private box with Travis Kelce's mother. And for a quarterback of Patrick Mahomes' caliber, you know, he's a two-time Super Bowl winner. He's a two-time MVP. He was asked if he felt any pressure in getting Travis a touchdown with Taylor Swift in attendance.
Yeah, I heard she was in the house.
Did you feel it? Did you feel the pressure, Patrick?
I felt a little bit of pressure, and so I knew I had to get it to Trav. And of course, it's on a route that Travis, he does his own thing and just makes up a route, and I throw it to him. So I think he wanted to get in the end zone just as much as all the Swifties wanted him to.
And it was also funny to hear the Fox crew, Kevin Burkhardt and Greg Holzen on the game as well, you know, just kind of talking about things. You know, they're like, hey, isn't Taylor an Eagles fan? And Greg Olson's like, yeah, well, allegiances change pretty quickly in the NFL world. Also, Bill Belichick asked about the relationship here this morning. And, of course, Belichick, a notable figure in the NFL for many years, a guy who's notable for the fact that he says absolutely nothing. But, you know, coming after a big win against the Jets yesterday, he's finding the humor in it.
Where do you fall on that? Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, power couple in the NFL.
Travis Kelce's had a lot of big catches in his career. This would be the biggest.
So, yeah, there it is. But, again, we talked about your initial reaction. What was the best either TikTok, Instagram, or whatever video that you came across here and just kind of encapsulated that? Was it, you know, one of the ones I liked was, you know, a house full of people that are tuning in for the Chiefs game. And it's always hard to know whether this was staged after the back, but some of them do appear to be really genuine, where they're videotaped watching the game. And then, you know, the mom and then, you know, some of the ladies that are watching it, they freak out just as much as the men do, you know. So anything in particular catch your eye in the social media reaction?
Two that are like I'm liking right now. I saw ESPN put on their TikTok, and it was just kind of not just, you know, Patrick Mahomes on the sideline looking up at the box and seeing Taylor Swift, but then it was like a couple other just, you know, random coaches. I don't know if it's special teams or who else, but so just other people looking up at what they're looking at, like, oh my goodness, wait, that is Taylor Swift. So like people who probably wouldn't know to, you know, to look up for Taylor Swift for like, oh my gosh, yeah, oh my gosh. And then there's this trend going on. I don't know if it's got on your, you know, page yet, but girls will say to their like dads or boyfriends or whoever, just jokingly, like, I can't believe like no one knew who Travis Kelce was before this weekend. Uh-huh. Like, she put Travis Kelce on the map, and they're like, oh what? No, like won two whatevers, and he did catching Kelce and da da da. And she's like, no, like no one knew who Travis Kelce was before Taylor Swift. Isn't that crazy? And they're like, would freak out. So that's like a new trend going on.
I mean, it's definitely two cultures colliding there. A couple that I really like. There is a video where, I mean, he looks like he's got this infatuated look on his face where he's standing on the sidelines and he's clearly looking up at the area of the press box, and the way that he's looking, like he's clearly got this love stricken look on his face. That one I liked. I also liked the one of him and Patrick Mahomes waving up there. Yeah. I saw that one. And the other one that I thought was just adorable was probably a 3 or 4 year old girl that was dressed up as Taylor Swift, and then a 3 or 4 year old boy wearing a Travis Kelce jersey, having the fake mustache on. So maybe the early leader in the clubhouse for some young Halloween costumes this year. Maybe that's something that you and I maybe need to explore. If there are some, if there's a Halloween party here at the station, what do you think about that?
I'm on it.
We can do that. 450 right now. Really quickly here, you know, a couple of years ago, I think people my age, if you're a millennial, kind of in our mid-30s, you know, when you're going through your 20s and your early 30s, talking about the Super Bowl halftime show, it's like, I saw this, I want to say it was a tweet or something on social media, where a couple of years ago, millennials were like, hey, you know, When are they going to stop doing old people halftime shows? When are they going to finally do something for us, you know? And I think we're strictly into that realm now where the millennials are realizing that, hey, we're the old people that the NFL is doing the halftime shows for, because Usher was announced as the headliner for Super Bowl 58. You know, this is back to, you know, my high school days. So hitting me squarely in the face that I am now into that prime demographic that the Super Bowl, that the NFL is looking to appeal to as it relates to, hey, here's these oldie groups, these oldie singers that our prime demographic grew up listening to. So that made me just a little disappointed yesterday.
But also happy because it's Usher.
Yeah, that's also true because I will be jamming away. 4:51, final break this hour. Wacky and weird headlines and good news when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night starting at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. This week, it's Vinyl Revival, a six-piece band covering hits from the 70s through the 90s. From Pat Benatar and Blondie to The Cars to Journey, AC/DC, and the Doobie Brothers. It's Bands on the Beach with Vinyl Revival this Tuesday night at 7.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Monday. Hope you're having a great start to your week. We're going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our wacky and weird stories and some good news to finish us off for this hour. I-10 and I-110 looking good. No major slowdowns, but we do have some slowdowns at the Davis Highway exit if you're getting off of I-10 and I-110. Looks like there is a small accident there that is causing some delays. It is going to be on the right side. So keep that in mind if you are getting off at Davis off of I-110, right by the station here. You are going to be getting some slow-moving traffic there. Other than that, we're looking pretty good with Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 looking good in both Pace and Milton and throughout Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, always call the traffic line. For weather, we do have rain coming up this weekend. So tonight we have a small chance of rain, 20% chance of rain for tonight. Coming up tomorrow, chances get a bit higher with 50% throughout the day, 60% for tomorrow night, and then 80% Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be real rainy. It is 87 and sunny right now throughout Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 86 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, 4:57 now at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some wacky and weird headlines. The angry golfer in Michigan, who was seen on video ripping his shirt off, is now banned from the course where the outburst occurred.
We're coming over here.
You took her ball.
Bro, you took her ball.
Dude, I'm not going to fight you.
It's off Banshee, Walter. Now get off the cart.
Walter.
Walter?
Walter. Oh, here we go.
You see that? Oh. That's your dude who's been to heaven. Do you want to test God? You come get it.
He's mentally ill. Oh. Let's move along.
You think I'm mentally ill?
Did you see that video?
No. Yeah, I should check it out. It's pretty funny. Sounds nuts.
So apparently this is not the first time that John Reeb has been banned from a course. Apparently it all started after one of the girl golfers hit a ball kind of close to him, and he does have an extensive history with the law, including a number of incidents just in the last few months.
Ooh, yikes. So. Well, also a little bit of an update on a wacky story. Last week, we told you about the brother and sister who stole their mom's car and drove 3 hours away. Well, we found out today why that happened. Apparently, they were upset because their mom took away their electronics. They drove 3 hours on I-75 in the middle of the night. Thankfully, no one was injured, but... ooh, yikes.
You're going to take away our electronics? We'll take away the biggest and most expensive electronic you have, Mom.
Yeah.
All right. Looking at some good news here. A missing toddler in Michigan was found sleeping in the woods about 3 miles from home, using her dog as a pillow.
I'm just running up and down the road. We were driving up and down the road trying to search everywhere, and we're not hearing any of the dogs. They're not coming to our calls. She's not coming to our calls, and I'm just panicking. I'm thankful for the dogs being with her, because I guess when she was found, the only reason she was found was because the dog was Buddy, our bigger Rottweiler, was standing there, and he said he went to touch her to wake her up because she was still sleeping when he pulled up.
So Thea's mother, Brooke, says that she had no injuries despite walking those 3 miles barefoot. So a pretty cool story there. Good ending there. 4:59, 12-minute break for us. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up. By the way, just seeing this... David McCallum, the Scottish actor who played Ducky on NBC, on NCIS rather, has died at the age of 90. Just seeing that one there. Great actor. One of my favorite actors. One of my favorite movies of all time, The Great Escape.